welcome to Primary Attribute, or Castle and Crusade's actual play podcast. My name is Ian, and the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons. We both use he, him pronouns. Vons is our free little Foxville alchemist friend. He got a hermit crab, and I think he's going to name him Stinky.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she, they pronouns. And Jesse in the Prime universe is like, what the fuck is going on? And Jesse in the Green Day universe is like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. And Wealthy has no idea who's just walked in this door.
Who? What are your pronouns?
My pronouns are she, her. And as are Wealthy's.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns, and Grix is blinded by the light.
When you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about ourselves, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the read?
Yes. Grix, Jesse, and Vons went into the water at the scar in the island and found, of course, another Arx that had crashed. We found an interior area that was not filled with water, that had been a big plaza shopping area. We ransacked the shopping area and Jesse found the alternate Arx version of the ball. Vons found a hermit crab pet. Grix found a magical purple sash that is a sash of fancy, stunning, and concealment. Then Grix climbed up into a store and found a magical box. He opened it, and with flash, we cut away to the Green Day universe, as Ian is calling it. Jesse, in her family store, Dad, Is That Yours?, was asked about a book of mushrooms in Death Valley from the 50s by Frymeath. She didn't know what the hell was up with that, so she called her spouses. Kindness told Jesse where to find it. Jesse gave the book to Frymeath and Wealthy, and Wealthy remembered everything, and I think got the rest of her magic back. The last thing that happened was that Mandosa came into the shop, closed and locked the door, and then we cliffhangered.
Did I get all my magic back?
You did not.
I only got my cantrips and got my cantrips and first level spells.
Okay. I had thought that there was a magic getting back component to her memory returning, but never mind.
All right. We open with the group that is in the underwater other arcs. Grix.
Yeah.
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity saving throw. Hey, that's pretty good. 24. Not prime.
All right. Grix, unfortunately, that's not quite high enough because it's a very nasty enchantment.
Biscuit.
You take...
I don't like the number of
that was
times
a lot of dice.
That happened.
You take 14 damage.
Oh. Oh, no.
Are you unconscious, babe?
No. Not quite.
He's down on his knees.
So there's a giant burst of light, bright as the sun. You take a good chunk of damage. And perhaps more importantly, you know how you're not supposed to look into the sun?
Yeah.
No.
You are currently blinded.
Okay.
No.
I am going to retreat as hard as I can, as fast as I can.
So you're blinded in a precarious room, but you do have spider climb oil, so...
I'm going to go on all fours and just scamper.
All right, make another dexterity check to make sure you don't get all of yourself on a semi-loose piece of furniture and have it fall out of the door or anything like that.
Hey, what happened, man?
No, I'm just laughing at that concept. that's pretty good. Even better. 26.
All right. Grix starts scampering. Jesse and Vons.
Uh-huh.
After that flash of light, there's this long moment, and you see Grix crawl out of the store, box tucked into his shirt or something.
Hey, what happened, man?
Kind of is just drifting.
Jesse, turns to Vons. Do you have this? I can get him. Do you have the spider climb? More of it?
Wait, why? Why do you want spider climb?
Because I want to go help him. He said help.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is he on the ceiling or something?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I'm coming down.
That's gotta be an odd sight.
Griggs, make a wisdom check to head in the right direction.
God. Do I get anything from them having shouted at me for echolocation? Or no, is that just baked into the... That's just baked in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. 17.
I'm not a prime. All right. I mean, you're still going down because you know how gravity works, but unbeknownst to you, you're kind of taking a... You're doing a lot of horizontal movement per vertical. So what's the duration on spider climb?
Wealthy not should forever. Know.
Wealthy does not know because Wealthy does not have her thing open.
No, I was teasing because of the time that the spider... Yeah.
Yeah, the time that the spider climb failed on me. That was fun. Thank you for reminding me that was that way.
Uh-huh.
Gotta have a good flash.
Gravity, your old friend. It's minutes, I believe.
It's 2 rounds per level.
Okay.
Yeah, per level.
So it's 18 rounds, which means 3 minutes, which means because you are taking the long way around, you're probably at risk of falling, although you'd get pretty far down. Dusty, did you have spider climb?
Or I was asking Vons to give me some spider climb, and he stared at me like I was crazy.
He'll come down eventually.
How far down are we talking?
How far down from the top?
Yeah. When the spider climb gives out, what are we looking at?
This room's like 100 feet across.
Oh, God.
But it's on its side. Oh. But you did start not completely at the top, and you did start climbing down. That said, it's going to be a bit of a fall. There will also be a slope past a certain point. So
Jesse will just go and like try to just stay under him as much as possible. This worked pretty okay when she caught Wealthy out of the air when Wealthy passed out from fighting Aegis.
All right, so I'm going to roll to see how far Grix makes it on sensing gravity and vibes.
Ultimately, that's the real solution. If we went up there and tried to like get him down, then we're trying to carry a guy while upside down.
Let's see.
If we get to him before it wears off.
I mean, I would argue sending someone up to help him is the better option, but...
But it took too long. Grix falls. Grix, you did not make it as far as you might have liked.
Oh, crap.
You're going to fall a little under 20 feet to the slope, and then you will be tumbling.
Okay.
But Jesse is down there, so...
Okay.
Jesse, make a dexterity check just to see if you roll particularly well, you can catch Grix before he hits.
That's a 15. It's not a prime.
Okay. You miscalculate. Grix hits a little bit upslope from you. That is a very high number.
Oh, God.
Fuck everything.
Although, actually, Grix, make another dexterity check because you can reduce the damage from falling.
10 on the die, plus 10, 20.
Because you have a plus one for your dex?
Correct.
That's just what you needed to have this damage. So you take 7 damage instead of 14.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely unconscious now.
Yeah, minus 5.
Ouch.
All right. And then Jesse, make another dexterity check to try to stop him from tumbling on down.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
Okay.
You 30 total.
You do a good job playing goalie and you lunge to the side and grab Grix, who is unconscious.
Fuck. What happened? Oh my god. Do we have I fish out a potion and I like turn to Vons and I'm like, potions! He's down. Help.
Uh-huh. And he tosses you a cure light wounds.
Do you have anything stronger than that?
Yeah, but right now if
it doesn't matter.
I heal, it'll get him
it'll
up
to
zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
I administer the cure light wounds.
All right.
Who gets to roll for that?
I think Vons made it, so Vons, roll a d8.
Okay. This tradition. Wait, for Vons' cure light wounds, did those become 2d4?
I think they would have, because you don't have to repair them at a higher level. So yes, so it's 2d4 plus 1, because you made it.
Okay. So 2 plus, 1 plus 1. So that's 4.
Grix is at negative 1.
Yay!
Jesse will administer a second Cure Light Wounds from her inventory.
Literally, whatever you roll, Grix is now up to 0. And half conscious at best.
I turn to Vons and I'm like, now the bigger one or no?
Going through inventory just a sec. Okay, yeah, he's got a potion of cure serious wounds. I don't know how it works.
That's a 3d8 or 6d4?
No, that's because that's one of the highest level potions that Vons can make. So I think it's 2 levels above when I wrote it. It's 3d8. Occurs to me there was no plus, but whatever. It would have worked out numerically in the end. So Adam, roll 3d8 and let us know what you get.
3d8 plus what?
Plus nothing.
Plus nothing.
There actually shouldn't have been a plus for the other one either.
Oh, well. Okay, 2 plus 4 is 6 plus 7. So 6 plus 7 is 13.
Oh, okay. Oh, rad. That's great. That's fucking great. Oh, my God.
All right, Greg, so you feel great.
I'm actually now above where I was before my fall. So, like...
Incredible.
Net benefit. You still can't see.
What happened?
I don't know.
How long was I out?
Like, I don't know, 10 seconds?
Oh, okay.
15, maybe 30 at tops.
Ow. Also, I can't see anything.
Oh, no.
There's this big, big, bright light in the middle.
Okay.
Imagine that would have gone down at this point.
Well, the after image.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, that's fucking bad, man. I mean, I guess we'll have to play Arx Multimus a bunch.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, you could just, like, follow me around. Or Vons. Probably me, because I think Vons will forget to, like, keep replying.
I could hold on to your belt.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Oh, we could make you, like, a little harness.
A little leash.
Yeah, a little. You could become, like...
Well, the leash wouldn't help, because I might trip.
Oh, yeah, fair. Yeah, I mean, like, whatever you want, whatever sounds okay to you, like, as a full person who, with agency and shit.
Thanks. I appreciate when people acknowledge that. Yeah. Yeah, let's do the belt. I'll hold onto your belt. That sounds best. That sounds safest. And if stuff happens, just, you know,
Well, you'll just, like, drop it, because I'll be like, ah!
Right.
And then I'll come find you later. Or you can, like, come find me if I'm, like, screaming too much or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Also, hopefully this isn't forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, probably not. Like, we know people.
Also, you can reverse your own spell that you have that causes this.
Do I have that prepared? I do not. Nope. So tomorrow I can fix it.
Oh, rad. Well, I mean, like, at worst, like, we just have to wait for tomorrow then.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So, should we, like, go back up and find the thing or no?
That was not in Greg's voice, because this is Wit asking Ian, was there more stuff up there?
I'm going to say that you grabbed the box anyway, Okay. And there was nothing else that you saw up there.
Oh, okay. Did you bring the box? Did he bring the box with him? Or?
I would assume so, because...
I may have more dropped it, probably.
You find the box.
at some point, I would not have been holding the box anymore.
Yeah, I would have assumed you tucked it in your shirt or something.
Oh, it's that small. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was picturing like a small chest.
No, yeah, sorry. Okay. This is like a, you know, 3-inch by 4-inch box. Like,
oh, wow. That is so much smaller than I thought it was.
Okay, no, I was picturing like a small crate.
No.
I was picturing like a toaster sized box. Like a small, like a two slot toaster sized box.
Yeah, this is more like a, you know, jewelry box or a fancy pen box or something like that.
Oh, it's not very big.
It was just cracked.
Gotcha.
It was made of wood.
Yeah. In that case, yes, I will. Oh, I found this. Jesse might not want to touch it. I don't know if it's magic. Was it magic? Did I see if it's magic?
Well, I don't remember. This was found it because you were like following magic.
You detected magic inside of it.
Yes. Okay. Caught up. Jesse, you don't want to touch this because it's magic, but...
Yeah, no, I don't.
Found, yeah. No, I'm watching out for you.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
But, we'll want to check this out when we get the chance.
Okay.
But I don't think there's anything else up there except for whatever blinded me. And I mean, much as I want to go punch it, you know, I don't know that that'll help.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. So.
Should we like keep exploring?
The flash did happen when you opened the box.
Oh, it came from the... Okay.
So
again, I was confused about the...
Ian, could you remind us in more detail what happened?
Rick saw a big, shiny, bright light when he was snooping around with detect magic, try to find stuff. Climbed up there using the spider climb oil. There was a bunch of, you know, fallen furniture and stuff, because a bunch of stuff had like slid down and against the walls around the doorway of this thing. Climbed his way up to a, like, you know, wardrobe style cabinet that was attached to the wall. It had been cracked open, and also the box had a small crack in it, so there was a very bright magic aura from in there that Grix was pretty sure was from a magic item inside of it. He went, picked it up, opened it, the red flash happened, and then we cut away.
Okay.
Got it. Okay, yeah.
How is Vaughn's feeling about the events that have just occurred?
I mean, this whole place is sideways.
Yeah, it is. I feel like that's what happens when things fall out of the sky.
Uh-huh.
Well...
I'm starting to worry that Vons is, like, permanently disassociated or something.
That's weird here.
Yeah, it is real weird here. I mean, since you and I are the only ones who, like, can actually, like, meaningfully, like, wander around, what do we want to do? Because, like, we were looking for the rest of the thing in Wealthy, and now I don't know. Grix can't see it.
Well, you guys are using the pendant, so.
Yeah, but, like, if we have to fight something.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like, I feel like if we have to, like, fight something, it's, like, not a great situation to...
I don't want to have to fight something. That sounds like...
Well, bad. Yeah, but, like, you don't want to ever have to fight something, so far as I've seen. So, uh-huh. Like, that's not new.
Yeah.
Which I respect. I'd love it if you never had to fight something, but...
Yeah, this is overwhelming. He's probably just scratching at rocks and seeing if, like, molds are different or whatever.
Okay, so, like, what do we want to do next, though? Because with Grix out of commission, with the blindness...
Well, how do we get Wealthy?
I don't know, and that's why I'm asking questions.
Well...
Yep. Also...
Yeah, Vons just sits on a wall.
Yeah, I mean...
Should we just, like, I mean, how much water breathing do we still have? It didn't take us very long to get in here, so we could potentially just, like, you know, share water breathing to get out.
Yeah, I mean, it was lasting for 8 hours. It's been a short enough time. You could just all swim out with your current water breathing without any issue.
I have no more water breathing after this either. Hmm.
No, the one we have...
No, but I'm
forgetting back.
I'm thinking like getting back.
Oh.
Yeah, so it makes sense to turn around and maybe we can fast travel here later. I don't know.
Oh, that would be cool if that was a thing that could happen in this
system.
Like, yeah. In this game system, but like I don't think that respect for that man.
If only you had a wizard with teleport. Oh wait.
Hey, fuck you. We didn't do anything to deserve that.
Just saying, you have fast travel, just not right now. Cannot fast
really
travel.
Rubbing the salt in the wounds there.
Just a bit.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're doing here. This place is like weird and upsetting and why are we here?
Do you really need me to, like, remind you again? Because I did that, like, you know, less than a day ago.
I know.
But that feels like at least a week.
It's weird how it feels like it was a week ago. Anybody else ever get that feeling? Like,
no, I just, like, remember things that happened, man.
Uh-huh.
What's that like?
I don't know how to describe it.
Anyway, we're here to find more resources and clues and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, did we...
We're hopeful that we can find something that will eventually lead us to Wealthy, or help us...
Or help us to, like, defeat the thing that's in Wealthy.
Right.
Hey, Vons, how much water breathing do you have left?
Same amount as you.
None, so none.
Oh, wait, are you talking about, like, potions?
Yes.
Well, we haven't run out of the one that we just took, so...
That is not the question that I asked!
The concern is being able to come back here tomorrow if you leave now.
Well, won't be tomorrow. We'll need to make more, I think, because I don't have that much for everybody.
But we can share it. We have shared it in the past.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't take us very long to get in here.
Uh-huh.
So that was my question, is like, if you have even two, we could share tomorrow.
No, I just got one.
Okay, you only have one. Okay, that was my question.
Just let someone hold their breath. What could go wrong?
Yeah, it's not like that's hard. Is that like an easy... I mean, I don't know. Just thinking about like how we can possibly... Grix, do you have... You don't have water breathing as a spell.
No.
No, I think we better go.
Grix, what spell and soul do you have in your arm today?
Ooh, we're going to go with Cural and Light.
Okay, cool.
Wait, that's not... I think I may have already determined this, and I don't...
That's what you had last time. I just was pretty sure that was the day before this one, so... wanted to redetermine.
Okay.
Yeah, Vons wants out of here. He's very uncomfortable.
As a heads up, you will... I don't remember how many points of ingredients you have left from monsters, but if you don't have enough, you will need to try to find other ingredients to use.
He got a lot in the last...
He did, but I think he also spent a chunk of it.
Yeah, I don't know what it cost me to make the potions I made.
Well, but the potions that you made last time were like from the entirely free day. So I thought that you hadn't actually used any of the ingredients that you had gathered.
That would make sense.
Because we found the supplies in that one place.
Oh, right.
So you got an entire day's worth of like free potions that you didn't have to pay for in any way.
Yeah. And then he's got, looking at my list of random ingredients that I've collected over time. That's probably just like hanging out at the lab.
You have 15 points worth of ingredients from killing the giant monster thing.
And 6 points from going underwater and stuff. And then another 8 from the fire elemental ash.
I feel like that seems like the kind of thing that one would want to use to create more.
That's not going to stop him from trying to collect more.
Oh, totally.
More stuff.
I'm
here.
Just saying, like,
I think you already got the stuff here. That was the 6 points from underwater.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's probably good on this place for the time being. I mean, probably fell because they ran out of magic. And
what?
Oh, the arcs that we're in right now.
Oh, okay.
If they called it an arcs. Did they name these?
Yes, they're all arcs.
Do they have their own names?
Yes, there are arcs such and such. We're the arcs Multimus.
Oh. You guys are the arcs Multimus. You don't super know what the other ones were named, but you would have referred to them all as arcs, yeah.
I see.
Okay, so we can leave and you'll... So we can leave now with the water breathing that we currently still have going, and we'll be able to return when you brew us some more water breathings. Yeah?
Yeah, that seems like the way to do it.
Cool, awesome. Grix?
Yeah.
I think if we're gonna be swimming, probably best for you to get tethered by rope. Yeah?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. We'll head out and I'll tether Grix to me with a rope.
Okay. Oh, this is scary.
You need to climb down that very steep slope you climbed up to get here.
Why don't you just carry Grix? Why doesn't Grix want to be carried?
Because it's insulting.
Yeah. It's not insulting.
It's infantilized.
And it's really hard to swim while carrying.
Yeah, I genuinely don't know how I'm not trained to like lifeguard carry. So I just feel like that would
You don't do it underwater. You do it up on the surface. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can carry them up to the surface. Going can, any like,
it's kind of a dragging.
Direction. Yeah.
Yeah, and like I mean,
at least I won't be panicking because I can breathe.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm a lot smaller than you.
Yes, that's the other thing. And I don't want to like strap you directly to me because that would like make it more difficult for me to like maneuver if I needed to. Yeah, just like having you tethered to me by a rope is going to be for the best. And I'll do my utmost to like, you know, do hard avoids of any like blockages or like pull you closer so that we can go around. And I'll just like shelter your body away from any, you know, outcroppings of rock or whatever.
All right. So what approach do you want to take for the steep slope that you climbed up to get here and you have to climb back down to get to the water?
I will actually just like lower Grix on a rope down the steep slope first.
Okay. I think that should work.
And then I'll like go down myself.
Okay. Make a strength check to lower Grix.
That's a 17 total on a prime.
Yep, that's more than enough. Grix is small and light, so you lower him down. For climbing down, Jesse and Vons, any dexterity checks from both of you?
Oh, that's a nat 20.
I rolled an 8, but my dex is prime, so 18?
All right. Yeah, you both make it down just fine. The hallway back to the water is more tedious than anything, and then you just need to swim on out. Jesse, I need a wisdom check from you just for getting Grix through those tight spaces and kind of seeing stuff coming ahead of time.
Yeah. That's 24 total on a prime.
Yep, you're good. Grix, you go for a ride. Surprisingly well-controlled ride.
It's like the it's like a water level on a video game.
God, but it's like it's a water level, but also one of those like protect the idiot NPC who can't defend themselves or help themselves at all in any way.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
It's a water escort mission. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a water escort mission.
Combining everyone's two favorite things in video games.
I like a water level. What are you talking about?
A lot of people don't like underwater levels because in a lot of games the controls are terrible.
Yeah. I like them when they're well executed.
I feel like the one time that I don't like an underwater level is playing Blitzball in Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, that's the best. 10.
10? Final Fantasy X. See, I hate it so much I've blocked out which game it's from.
You don't like reading 30 pages of rules that don't seem to apply quite right? Fucking Blitzball.
Oh, it was so good.
Wit loves Blitzball, and I feel like this is, like, honestly the one time in our marriage where I cannot remotely understand like his point of view.
I decided Walker just didn't deserve his ultimate weapon. Continued on to the end game.
Oh yeah, I was like, this doesn't matter. I'm incapable of doing this. Goodbye.
That's anyway, sad. I'm glad there's Blitzball enjoyers out there. So
yes.
Much like in Final Fantasy X or X-2, you wash up on a beach.
Nice.
Some really nice Nobuo Uematsu music plays in the background as you guys get up on the sand.
May as well grab some of this kelp while I'm here. We don't get that on the arcs.
Sure.
We find some old gross kelp.
Woo!
It is worth 0 ingredients points. Because if you're just grabbing it, it's probably beach kelp, which is not great.
I think we'll just return to the village, to the, you know, presumably the witch's cabin, since we, you know, need the...
Yeah, you make it back by, like, late afternoon. The sun would be setting.
We still have our little feather friend, right?
Yep.
We haven't lost feather friend? Okay.
I feel like we didn't take the feather friend with us.
I imagine he waited for us at the beach.
Oh, that would make sense. Okay.
Or just back at the nice safe house that it lives in.
Because this doesn't necessarily have anything to do with it.
Sure.
You get back and it's happily cleaning.
Yay! That's the important thing.
Oh, hi, Yaba.
I mean, he is practically a dusting mop or duster, whatever you call those. Wand? I don't know.
Yeah.
A feather duster?
Yeah. I bet this place has no dust.
It does not. Also, I reset the day since Vons has treated a creature as if it is a single-use appliance back to zero. It hasn't been around for a while, so there's been less of a chance.
Vons's toaster is a baby lava snake and lava serpent. And goes, ah, it's a living.
Vons lifts Yaba up, takes him outside, shakes him off real quick.
If you spin them real fast, but in your hands, they'll build up static cling and they can pick up dust even better.
Oh.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting. We have done all of that.
Okay, yeah. So you make it back late afternoon. Do you want to do anything else before you rest for the night?
Have we gone to the cave today?
No.
I want
or to at go least, to the I know cave. You wanted to go twice a day, so you can still do your second time.
I'd like to go to the cave.
Okay. You go to the cave.
And I'm assuming nothing has changed.
Roll a D100.
I hate that. That's an 18?
Nothing has changed.
I'm like, oh, I bet if you brought in like a big tub of water, you could make like a pretty nice sauna in here, huh? Did anyone go with me? No one went with me.
No, probably. I'm stressed. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like maybe you just wouldn't have gone.
No, I would have gone because I want to sit still.
Oh, okay.
I want to sit still to sleep and get my spells back so we can keep going.
That's fair.
But otherwise, I'm pretty,
trying to burn
push it forward.
I just carried you down the stairs because I was like, I don't want to deal with
I'm fine
to figure out how to get you down
the stairs. I give up.
Vons is racking his brain about the whole wealthy thing and probably just focused on pondering a solution.
Oh, yeah. Does he want to share his thoughts with the class?
Well, he hasn't got anything constructive. Just like, how'd she go in the hole and not come out? And now there's no genie either?
Does he really not understand dimension travel? Because we have explained this to him many times.
He understands that there are dimensions and that he's in one and Wealthy's in another, but it's a spell. So if it wears off, how come it's still happening like a thing? And where'd the genie go? Is the genie dead? If the genie's dead, I want the ingredients, damn it.
But he doesn't share this.
No, he's mostly muttering it to himself.
Okay, cool.
Vons has a rich inner life.
He really does. Goodness gracious. He has such a rich inner life. We become vaguely aware of the fact that it is happening and not any of the specifics.
Yeah.
So if nothing happened, we just return. Then I guess Jesse does more of her calisthenics training.
All right.
Always be training, ABT.
All right. So you guys go. You rest for the night. Meanwhile. In the Double Prime universe. And or the Green Day universe, and or whatever you want to call it, dear listener. You're in a tchotchke shop, and a fucking ominous person in all black has sidled on in and locked the door.
Oh, hey, man, we're still open for the day, so, like, I don't know why you're locking the door.
You're not.
I clutch the book to my chest instinctively.
They look directly at you and say, I'm going to need that.
Well, they, like, paid for it, man. Like,
no.
You can't, like, take it away.
It is not their property. And you were merely holding it.
That she paid for it. Paid for it. That's the property part. Paid. See how that works? She has receipts.
Listen, none of us like capitalism. We all get it, right? And communal property is the best solution.
Hey, man, I think, like, capitalism's, like, okay sometimes. She looks around. At the store that she and her family run.
Imagining Frymeath giving this half shrug, but he's busy with other things right now. Namely, being very still and tense versus this person who's just walked in the door, which I will give Jesse for free as a thing that you notice.
Great.
Listen, don't make this difficult for any of us. Wealthy, I think they're looking directly at you at this point.
Yeah, I'm just clutching it to me. I'm like, no, you're not going to have it. I can't get home without it.
What us?
Listen, friend, there's a 7-Eleven down the street, and we can use the photocopier in there. I mean, it's a big book, so, like, copping out those many pages will be a lot of dimes, but you know.
Yeah. We can get some nachos while we're there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesse is like, hell, if you like really need a photocopier, we have one in the back. It doesn't work great. There's a bunch of like, you know, lines through it, but
yeah. Wealthy, make a wisdom check.
Oh god. Okay. Wisdom. Oh, Jesus Christ. That would be 17 on a not prime.
All right. Whoa. Not high enough. What's your armor class these days?
Fuck Jesus everything. Christ.
My armor class is 14.
So low.
I rolled so bad.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, wait. I got a bonus. Never mind. Everything's great. So
you say that. I don't think that phrase means the same thing for us as it means for you.
So because Mendoza is starting combat and Wealthy failed the wisdom check, Wealthy didn't expect an attack to come this fast, which means it's a sneak attack.
Oh, God.
So a small knife flashes in this person's hand, you know, zips quite quickly for a knife throw across the room and hits you, dealing 9 damage.
Good God.
Dude, people are just throwing knives up in here?
Also, Wealthy, make a constitution saving throw.
God, I'm rolling bad today! That's a 6 on a prime. On a not prime.
You take an additional 3 damage.
No, God damn it.
And you now take a -2 to all of your primary attribute rolls.
Oh, fuck, no! God damn it!
That was a poison knife, yeah.
The poison rules have come back to haunt us yet again.
Poison rules are back.
All right,
hey, so man, that's like not cool. Don't do that.
Roll initiative.
You're gonna hurt someone.
6.
5.
2.
Also 5.
Vons, you're up first. Remember that you are using the modern version of your character that I sent to you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You are also, however, in a tchotchke store. If any of you want to look for an improvised weapon, or possibly even a real weapon that's just kind of, you know, in a fucking umbrella holder or something, you can do so.
Yeah, I'm picturing Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. Yeah, looking around.
Okay, you're doing this pretty fast, so it's going to be a wisdom check.
Okay, 16 plus 9 is a bunch. 25?
All right. Jesse, what's some of the better weapon-like things you think might be in your tchotchke shop?
Oh, there's definitely a katana.
Always.
There's like every time we get rid of one, another one finds its way in.
Are they real katanas?
Great question.
What do you mean by real? Like they
sometimes
have
they're real and sometimes they're fake bullshit. And
yeah, basically, are they, you know, replica stainless steel that's going to shatter the first time you really hit something with it and also isn't sharpened, or is it a real sword?
I feel like that is not the sort of thing that Jesse knows.
That is fair.
Also,
all she knows,
if you hit someone with either of those,
it's not going to be a good situation.
No, it's the question of how durable the weapon is. And
yeah.
How much damage it
only has that to be durable enough to get through.
That sounds like a coin flip for the CK.
Fair enough. Bones,
sorry.
You find a katana.
Woo.
There's definitely other swords, but there's always a katana.
Yeah, and Vons got pretty fucking high. So yeah, Vons, you find a katana.
Yay! Vons' first move is going to be to run to gather the katana.
Yep, you go, you grab it, you draw it. It's a, you know, scabbard with a metal ring on the inside, so it makes the metal Shing. Sliding on metal. Yeah, exactly. Shinks appropriately.
I'm sure that's very satisfying.
Hell yeah.
God, it's like the and I bet you feel cooler than you have ever felt in your entire life.
Probably, yeah. But I imagine that the sound of that has alerted the guy.
It kind of startles me because I'm used to Vaughn's using magic, so the idea of him using a weapon,
and he would
like,
never he would never jump into melee combat.
No. No, yeah. Not my Vaughn.
No, not
ever.
Not jump in, no.
Wealthy, you're up.
It's like he's a whole different person.
I'm holding the book with both hands, but I shift it over to my left side and I raise my right hand and I summon magic missile and I shoot the shit out of that person. All right,
make an intelligence check.
Oh God. Jesus Christ! 7.
Whoa.
Plus 9 is 16. And my intelligence is plus 2, so negative 2, it's still 16. On a prime.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So much yell.
I haven't gotten above an 8 so far.
All right, well, but you do go, and you do cast your spell. So, roll your magic missile damage as, hey, the rest of you.
Uh-huh.
This halfling holds up their hand, and a bunch of bright lights fly out and smash into the person who has just thrown
what the fuck.
That's 17 plus 5 is 22.
All right, yeah, that looked like it fucking hurt. You
I hit him right there in center mass and one right to the head.
So the one that goes in the head manages to kind of roll with the hit, whatever the best way to roll with being hit in the head is. The stuff hitting the chest, you tear holes in the person's, like, you know, long sleeves, black shirt. You do see that there is something else underneath it that looks like it got dented and torn a bit by, or got dented by your magic missiles, but didn't actually break, whatever it is. It looks like cloth, so you're not sure why that is. But yeah, the rest of you recognize that this might be a protective vest of some type. Because Mendoza is not stupid.
No, of course Mendoza is not stupid.
But all right.
So I want to see Mendoza's reaction to being hit by magic light.
Make a wisdom check to read Mendoza.
Oh, never mind. It's a 4 plus 9 is 13 minus 2 is 11. I'm so fucked.
Well, you just don't know a thing. It's probably fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know, but my dice are just not behaving today.
As far as you can tell, this person seems unsurprised.
Oh, for God's sake.
All right. Okay. Jesse, you're up.
I take the shotgun, the sawed-off shotgun from under the counter.
Oh, do you want it to be sawed-off? That changes its stats slightly.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it was up on
sorry,
the wall.
Sorry, the pump action shotgun. Yeah.
Thought you had it up
I'm
on the
wall. I'm so sorry.
Was it up on the wall? Whatever. I know it has a sticker of a Chekhov from Star Trek on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have it.
Okay.
I get it from wherever.
Yeah,
it's within very, very easy.
Yes, you pull out your shotgun.
And I shoot it.
Okay. Roll a ranged attack roll. So you're going to be adding your dexterity mod.
Is that not the same as like my bonus to hit?
It's your bonus to hit plus whatever your dexterity modifier is.
Oh, okay.
Versus melee, which would have used strength.
Okay.
It's literally Chekhov's gun.
It is.
Uh-huh. Because it was introduced and it was used.
I'm going to say, we even set up the Chekhov's gun joke last week. So
yes, it's
like
a double
Chekhov's gun.
Okay.
We can check off that from the list.
That's a 17 to hit.
Is the episode title just Chekhov, Chekhov? Anyway.
Check off, Chekhov.
No, just do it Chekhov twice. I don't know. Anyway, 17 does hit. Please roll your damage.
That is 9 damage.
All right. Oh boy. Okay. The mysterious person does a couple of things. One, they are going to duck behind the nearest large piece of furniture because getting shot in the chest sucks. And
even with like whatever body armor, it still hurts like a motherfucker is what I have heard.
And welcome to the thing I don't like about D20 Modern, which is that it doesn't do damage reduction for bulletproof vests. It just affects your AC.
Oh, weird.
Which, like, I mean, get why they did it that way, but
bulletproof things are only so bulletproof.
Sure, but still, it's the whole argument of damage reduction versus whether you got hit at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In RPGs.
Yeah, so there's no, like, concussive attack or concussive
that's
effect.
Bonkers. I, like, God, like, that just doesn't track at all with, like, how reality works.
Well, I mean, it's all armor works.
Yeah, that and way. So it can be cross compatible with like fantasy characters and stuff.
Yeah,
but even then, anyway.
Yeah, so I think when I was working with the system a long time ago, I changed it into DR. But
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
Especially, I feel like especially with.
Yeah. Okay. So with
like when you get bullets involved.
Yeah. Okay. So
bullets break the fantasy.
Yeah. So dove in a cover and a small canister rolls out from behind that cover and the room starts filling with smoke. Because it's a smoke grenade.
Is it still? It's not still my turn.
It is not. No. Okay. This was Mendoza's turn. So Mendoza basically takes cover and then creates concealment by filling the room with smoke. Okay. It's Frymeath's turn. How does Frymeath handle this? This has the potential to go very poorly for everyone involved. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel Frymeath's hand on your shoulder and he shoves you towards the area behind the counter and where you see there is a back room.
Okay, I scurry into the back room.
Well, at least you will. But yeah, so
I will.
He's telling you, you know, go and I'll catch up. But that's probably going to be his action along with drawing his weapon. So he does have a pistol. And then Grix.
Yeah.
You're up.
Okay. I'm going to look around for something to use as a weapon.
All right. Make a wisdom check.
Okay. Natural one. Do with that as thou wilt.
I just thought of the best idea.
What is it?
He finds another katana. And when he like picks it up, it flops over because it's like really for sure not a katana.
Yeah, you find a like rubber katana.
It's like a rubber katana.
That's exactly what you find, yeah.
Okay.
The music swells like it did for Vons and then boom. All right.
Sweet Dick Dale in the background.
Vons, you're up. Oh wait, no, we reroll.
Yeah.
We do reroll.
I am tired Eight. Today.
Ooh, four.
Four.
Kelly?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm off in La La Land. Two, because I can't roll above an eight.
All right. Jesse, you're up.
I jump over the counter, dump out the... There's like a big bucket that we had a bunch of those like umbrellas and... like various of the swords. It's the one that like both of the guys like pulled their swords out of. I just dump that out and like put it upside down over the smoke grenade.
Okay, you'll have to find the smoke grenade because it's in its own thing of smoke. So
I mean,
make a wisdom check.
Smoke grenades concealing themselves.
I rolled an 18 plus 10 is 28 on a prime.
All right, you cast the smoke grenade. It has still filled a large area with smoke.
Sure,
but
totally.
It's going to, it will now start dispersing.
Awesome.
Okay. So that's Jesse's turn. Now let's figure out what Mendoza's doing, because, shit, did magic missile do a lot of damage? All right. Jesse, you see a shadow move next to you, and then you hear a couple of loud bangs, and then your window explodes.
Okay. I mean, I can't.
Yeah, you look out of the smoke and Mendoza has gone and is booking it around the side of the building. And most importantly, broke line of sight with all of you.
I'm like, oh, he's gutting away.
Right, Vons, you're up.
I mean, that's good though, right? That he's leaving?
I think so.
I mean, that just invites him to come back at some point.
I mean, maybe call the police.
Vons, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Grix looks very uncomfortable at the idea of the police because... his van reeks of weed.
Also, he is probably...
This is Washington. It's legal. Still, no, it's not legal yet.
Not in 1999
or whatever. No, it's not legal yet.
2004 or whatever.
2005, 2006, something there.
Listen.
It's been like seven different years, depending on who wants to say what about what's going on in culture. So is, like...
We determined it had to be at least early 2005. And given that you guys had a summer thing as the Halloween episode... It's probably late 2005, so that's why everyone's in school.
Mm. I was just going to see if we could keep counting until weed was legal.
Nope.
Well, if he's leaving, Vons can either chase or lock the door behind him. Although the window's blown out.
Yeah. On the plus side, the front door's still locked.
Oh, he's trying to leave through a front door that's locked?
No. I'm just saying, your plan to lock the door would work, but Mendoza has worked around the whole door thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could just reach around the door and unlock it. Shouldn't be.
Or just tricky. Come back in through the window that he left out of.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So
the window, of course, works on Hollywood rules. So it's broken into a bunch of dangerous looking but perfectly safe glass.
Yeah, glass made of sugar. So I guess Vons is just going to chase him at least as far as the door, get a fix on where he's going after that.
Ran around the side of the building. You would have to climb out the window to get eyes on where Mendoza went. And or go out the front door and run around the side of the building.
Oh, well then, yeah, Vons is going to hop out the window, I guess.
All right.
I am so fascinated by the differences between Prime Vons and Green Day Vons.
Make a dexterity check, Vons.
I love these differences. They fascinate me.
Okay. I guess that's a 19 on a
okay.
Prime.
Yeah, that was, you would have got it out either way, but you take it at a run and you hop it and you see Mendoza's at the back corner of the building about to go around the back.
Okay.
And you can start catching up with them, but not quite reach them because you weren't next to them.
Does this give him the opportunity to report to the others where he's going?
Yeah, what do you say?
And yeah, he's going around that way, going around the back, or way. Do you have a back door?
Yeah.
I imagine by then he's...
We would keep the back door, like, locked, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is Mendoza.
But if you're chasing after him, it's helpful to know that it's there. Maybe you guys have more guns in the back, I don't know.
All right. So did you want to chase or just point?
Yeah, I guess he'll continue chasing to at least see where, like, if he keeps going.
Okay. You trailing about 10, 15 feet behind, just because the distance is when you started.
Yeah.
And Grix, you're up.
Okay. I will run out the back then.
Okay. You run past Wealthy. You can get to the back door and, well, how far can you move?
20.
Okay, you get into the back room and you're most of the way to the back door.
Okay.
Next round, you'll be able to get to it and open it and then do something else.
Cool.
Okay, Wealthy.
I hear Vaughn say he's coming around the back, and I assume I've gone into the back room since it was behind the
yeah,
the counter. And so I pull up short and bring up another magic missile ready to let loose as soon as I see this guy.
Okay.
I would like to just remind everyone, Mendoza does use they/them pronouns.
Thank you. But all right, and then it's Frymeath's turn, and Frymeath runs back and joins Wealthy, while also gently nudging Wealthy one square over, so she is at least looking out over some furniture and not without cover. All right, that was the end of the round. New round.
4.
Hey, there we go. 8.
4.
Also 8. Had a lot of same numbers this time.
Vons, you were at 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Frymeath goes first and just preps to shoot Mendoza if they come in the door. Grix, you're up.
Come in the back door, front door?
Come in the back door.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. I'm gonna open the door and get ready to like duck down and get ready to like whack whoever tries to come around in the face.
Okay. Do you want to open the door or do you just want to wait behind the closed door? Or are you just like planning on... Because the closed door isn't at the corner that Mendoza would be coming around, so...
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant. Yeah.
Okay.
Around the corner.
Okay, so like you run up to the corner of the building, get ready to whack whoever comes around it.
Yes.
All right.
Or maybe like kneecap him.
Yeah. Jesse, you're up.
I'll go also to the back room and just... when I have like line of sight on Mendoza, I aim for where I knew their face to be.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like the level of their face so that, if they come to that back door, I will be able to like shoot them as soon as I see them.
All right.
So I'd like to hold that action.
Yeah. All right. Mendoza does at least go past Grix's melee range. So Grix, make your attack.
My character here.
Your base hits 16. +1. Yeah. 16?
Uh-huh.
Damn, you rolled well. You hit. Okay. Roll your damage with your Rubber Katana, by which I mean roll a d2.
Mm-hmm. Max.
Hell yeah.
And +1 for strength.
You have a positive modifier to your strength?
Don't I? I do not. My bad. I mix that with dexterity. Yeah.
All right. You whack with the rubber and, you know, right at the kneecap. And Mendoza actually has to go into a controlled roll just because of the momentum differential. But makes it back up.
I love that.
Makes it back up. And instead of rounding the corner, takes off in a different direction behind one of the other buildings nearby. And
I see you.
Well, broke a line of sight again.
No, but I'm just going to I'm shouting, I see you.
Don't think you can get away with anything.
To demoralize. Okay. What are you doing? I see you.
Wealthy, you're up. Mendoza has not come in the back door.
Well, shit.
You were going to cast magic missile, right?
Yeah, I was going to shoot this person with magic missile.
I believe your spell fizzles.
Yeah.
So you lose that slot.
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, make another intelligence check.
12.
All right, continue.
I got a 3 on my... This is ridiculous. Then I'm going to wait to see what Frymeath does, because I'm not stupid enough to go out. I don't understand the weaponry, and everybody except Mendoza seemed to be surprised by the magic missiles, but I don't have a lot of protection. So I'm going to wait for Frymeath and follow him.
Yeah, Frymeath already went, so is holding position and preparing to fire if something comes in. So
yeah.
You so
I'm waiting beside
spell?
Frymeath.
Or do you just want to take cover?
I don't think I'm going to duck or anything, but I'm just going to wait beside Frymeath.
Okay. And not try holding a spell again?
No.
Okay. Vons, you're up.
Well, I guess he saw where Mendoza went?
Yeah, basically if you go down the alley around the corner, and then you can try to catch up with where Mendoza went to.
Okay.
Because you at least know the direction Mendoza went off in, but Grix can't see Mendoza anymore, and you can't either.
Right, so I guess I'll run in that direction and see if I can get a lock on him.
Okay, you run. Mendoza had a bit of a lead on you, and so you get near the corner of the building that Mendoza went around, but you don't catch up with them this round.
Hmm. I will call out to Grix as I investigate and say I don't see him yet. Maybe he's gone out the other side.
Don't see them yet. But yes.
Yeah.
Okay. New round.
So Mendoza is as fast as a fox folk.
Yeah. Mendoza also had a lead of you on 15-foot lead on you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably the bigger differential.
I have a 6.
I have a 6 as well.
I got a 1.
I got a 4.
Frymeath continues to just hold the defensive position. Jesse, you're up.
I'll go past Frymeath and go out the door. I assume, would Jesse have any idea what direction?
You see where Vons is running.
Okay. I'll follow Vons.
Okay. So you start chugging on after Vons. Basically, you're in a small cluster of buildings that are fairly densely packed. What's over there, but.
Yeah. I think at this point, I just want to catch up and be defensive because I know the people who own all of these businesses and they're my friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
And this guy is a fucking madman. So whatever I can do to protect the people around me, I will try to do.
Okay. You spend your turn running. Wealthy, you're up.
Why couldn't Frymeath go first?
Frymeath did go first. Oh. Maintained a defensive position, so there wasn't a lot to say for his turn.
Then I'm going to stay with, as I said, I'm going to stay with Frymeath. Frymeath seems to have my best interest at heart. I'm going to trust Frymeath.
Also, you've had a lot of long 30 seconds in your life, but this is pretty fucking long,
long
in terms of just stress.
It's a good thing I'm resistant to fear, because otherwise I'd be quaking in my pants.
Yeah, Grix, you're up.
All right, I'm going to, Grix is going to go on the offensive by, walking, just slowly walking in the direction of where Mendoza ran and just shouting, "You're not fooling anyone. We know where you went."
Okay.
Grix and just starts
generally,
whistling.
Yeah, walking by the fence, I let the rubber katana thwack against the
All right.
The posts.
All right. Mendoza takes a turn.
I also have a question about my character sheet.
Yes.
For modern version. You added -2 per...
Yeah, that was your constitution modifier, right?
It was before I
You got... have not gained the upgrade from your...
Okay, so I don't have the same attributes as Prime Universe.
Sorry, yeah. It was supposed to be the same attributes as like your fifth level self.
Okay, got it. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. All right. So Mendoza goes. And Bonds, you round the corner. Make a wisdom check.
Oh, okay. 19.
All right. And not a prime. Not you look prime. Down this pretty narrow alley between buildings, and Mendoza has disappeared.
Is there a fire escape?
Yes.
Door?
Yes. Closed.
Any other features?
There's a dumpster.
Dumpster. Dumpster's gonna have to wait.
So yeah, one door on each side of the alley, presumably going into the buildings, you know, going into the businesses nearby, and then a fire escape on each side as well, and one dumpster.
Okay, stop to listen.
Okay, make another wisdom check.
Okay, 23.
You do not hear anything out of the ordinary, or at least unexpected, you know. Your friends are running behind you and stuff, so it's a little bit weird, but...
Yeah, and if he hears that, he would have heard a sound on the fire escape or...
Yep, you don't hear anything.
Yeah, so going to proceed to check all the doors on the left, see if any are unlocked.
So all the listening and scanning around was probably your turn.
Oh, okay.
But you can at least get over to the door and be ready to like test it next round.
Well, then I will... Are friends in earshot or yes. visual range?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to yell. I'm checking the doors on the left.
Okay. There's just one door on the left in the fire escape. And okay. One door on the right in the fire escape for that one.
Okay.
But okay.
Then I'm checking the left. That's good enough.
Yeah. All right. So new round.
5, 7.
1, 2. Is this the first round where we haven't had an overlap?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So just to check, Vaughn 7, Wealthy 5, Grix 2, and Jesse 1.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Frymeath continues to hold the defensive position. Cause
what?
Yeah, weird. Why would he not chase after the deadly person?
Or winning.
Vaughn's, you're up. You check the door.
Yep, checks door.
It is locked.
Well, then either Mendoza didn't go in it or it's a non-issue. Hops up fire escape.
Okay, you start climbing the fire escape. You get up the ladder and like to the first level of it. These buildings aren't super tall, so next round you'd be able to get to the roof.
Okay.
All right. Mendoza takes a turn. All right. Wealthy, you're up.
Again, I mean, I'm going to wait with Frymeath because, that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
I wish Frymeath would do something, but I am not willing to go out there and risk more danger, more damage to myself.
Frymeath is busy doing a smart thing.
Yeah. Grix, you're up.
Yeah. Yes.
You can make it around the corner and
great.
Check up the next round.
Yeah, and I'll look around as well.
Okay. Do you want to... You see the same stuff that Bonds did. Do you want to check one of the doors?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. If you check the door on the right, and Vaughn's called out, so he wouldn't redo his work. It is also locked.
Okay.
All right. Jesse.
Have I made it to the...
You round the corner into the alley, yeah. Actually, Grix, you can make a wisdom check to try to listen carefully as well, or otherwise sense.
Horrible. Bad.
Okay.
I hear nothing.
I mean, like, I know whose businesses these are. Like,
you do.
What's, like, the... Like, what kind of people own these buildings? I know an existential question, but
you're basically in fucking Stars Hollow. You know everyone has quirks.
Yeah, of course.
That is overall friendly.
They'll pretty much all accept mayonnaise as a gift.
What is that, a plot line from Gilmore Girls? No, I don't remember
Stardew
that
Valley.
Yeah.
Oh okay,
but yeah, it's your Stardew Valley. It's your Stars Hollow. It's your probably Coral Island. I don't know. I haven't played it.
I can't get anybody to talk to me in Stardew Valley. I have no idea what I'm doing wrong.
Oh no!
Yeah, I play Stardew Valley very, very badly.
Oh no!
You shove turnips at them.
yeah. You just shove turnips at them, or like mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, any of these things. You have to find people, and that is difficult.
Yeah. My Stardew Valley self is turning out to be just as difficult to meet people as my real self.
No. Kelly, no. Oh goodness. Okay. I've
got your business people. On your left, you have Timothy Red's Cowtip Ice Cream. On your right, you have the Reader's Nook, a lovely used bookstore, owned by someone who goes only by Slag, and sure looks like they spent a lot of whatever their last life was fighting. And is very kind and always brings cookies to the business meetings.
Okay. And which business did Vons go up?
Vons is currently climbing up Timothy's ice cream, or Cowtip ice cream, as owned by Timothy Red.
Yeah. I want to go into back door of the ice cream place.
It is locked.
It's locked. That's the one that was locked. Sorry.
They're both locked. I think Rix has now tested the other one. So yeah, they're both locked.
I'll knock on the back door.
Okay. You knock.
Of the ice cream.
Yeah. Suspense occurs. Okay, new round.
5 again.
Oh, 10.
Got a 4.
8.
Jesse, you're up first. You hear someone call out 1 minute, and they're coming to the door, but they're coming from the front, and it's combat time.
I turn to Grix, and I say, I think they're just gone, and, like, I mean, I think we better just, like, let the police take care of it from here.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Grix, it's your turn, so.
Yeah. I'm going to accept that and acknowledge and, yeah.
Okay.
Probably, you're right. Yeah, let's go back and regroup.
Wealthy Frymeath leans down and says, we're going to move very slowly towards the front door, okay?
Okay.
And starts, you know, scouting out the room in front. It's now your turn.
I will follow Frymeath. I'm clutching the book to my chest.
Okay, you two kind of are creeping around the counter at this point. Vons.
Vons is almost to the roof by now, right?
Yep, you can get up onto the roof this round.
Gonna get up onto the roof and can he observe while he's there?
Yep, make a wisdom check.
Ooh, nat 20.
Interesting, because the DC for this is super high. but it's a nat 20. All right, about a block over, you hear a car start up and pull out from wherever it's at.
Uh-huh. A block over, and would he be able to point to it?
No, it's behind a building from you.
Behind a building.
Basically, there's another building the direction you're facing. And then you are pretty sure there's a street over there, and that car noise is probably coming from there.
Yeah.
But you don't have any line of sight on it.
You say I heard it start up and peel out?
Or... Yeah. But whatever the more controlled version of peeling out is, but still, yes, leaving quickly.
yeah. Well, guess that's that.
Yep.
All right. And,
you call down?
Yeah, but he looks real annoyed about it.
And what then, do you say?
I don't think he says much.
What do you say to indicate that?
Oh, is there anything cool on the roof, by the way? Just while I'm up here. Like, I never get onto roofs. It sounds like an interesting place to be. Roofs are neat.
You poke around a bit as this winds down, and you find a small cooler that someone has left a couple of blunts in up here.
Well, at least it wasn't a total waste. All right.
Tell us what you communicate to the people on the ground about what you have observed.
Oh, yeah.
Please?
He took off. He's gone. He's gone.
Oh, that sucks. Okay.
In a car.
Can we be out of combat now?
Yeah, you're now out of combat.
Okay. I'm going to collapse to the floor because the adrenaline has now worn off and I have been poisoned. And not to mention, I have also been knifed. Stabbed. Yeah. That's it. Stabbed.
Knifed is fine.
Knifey stabbed.
Say knife.
Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Make a wisdom check this time.
Oh, God. 16 minus 2 is 14.
You start to feel better from the poison.
Okay. From the poison. How about the stab wound?
You're still bleeding.
I'm bleeding.
It wasn't very much damage from the stab wound.
Yeah, it hurts.
I'm down to, I'm from 21 to 9. So yeah, it was pretty bad.
It did hit very close to a very essential artery. That said, Frymeath does, you know, bind your wound for you.
Yeah. So you guys get a lot of people coming in here?
No, like of course not. That's fucking crazy. And I like immediately call the police and tell them like everything that happened. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I need you guys to like stay for a little while. You can tell them whatever the fuck you want, but I'm like, I need to report this for insurance and shit. I also, but while I'm waiting for the police to arrive, I'll call Hank and be like, hey, so like some shit went down. Don't worry, we're fine. And nothing was stolen for some fucking reason, but I'll tell you later, but it was
one of your customers was assaulted.
It was a lot, and I'll deal with all of this, but just, you know, don't come down here.
Okay.
Well, because you got the kids, so like, you know,
yeah,
just let's not get them involved. If you see kindness, maybe like she could come down, but
You got it. Catch me up later.
Yeah, will do. Love you. Bye.
Click. All right. Okay. So the police are going to roll up. Does anyone want to do anything before the police show up?
They got a computer here?
No.
Probably not. Yeah.
We really don't have a computer. Like, I mean, there is a computer, but it won't do anything that you want it to do.
Yeah.
Is it just for like keeping up the store's website or something?
No, it's literally just for bookkeeping. It doesn't really have access to the internet.
Yeah. Has a spreadsheet program.
Yeah. It has QuickBooks.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm willing to wait. It's going to be long enough before the cops get here that I'll sober up and they won't.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Also, it is Washington.
Oh, no,
still.
It's a small town. The cops get there like immediately. They had nothing else going on.
That said, just don't be actively smoking.
Yeah.
I squeak. Are these authority figures?
What do you mean?
What? Cops? Yeah.
Okay, don't let me talk to them.
Okay. Why?
Because I'll lie. And I won't do it very well.
Oh.
Yeah, the police.
Like, if you know you're going to lie, just, like, don't do it.
I can't help it.
I think we're all super aware that even our wealthy was, like, weird in front of an authority figure.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I admitted it as much to an authority figure.
Yeah. But all right. Yeah, so the police show up. The sheriff shows up. Because small town, and there were guns. So, or at least there were knives. And did you ever end up firing? Whatever.
Basically, I fired one time.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, it was a big enough incident. They brought in some.
I tell
people.
Them everything that I know, minus the magic thing that I don't really understand what it was that I just saw.
All right, and yeah, Wealthy Frymeath talks to the police for you as much as possible.
And whenever they look at me, I go, "Yep, just it happened just like that."
All right, and there's nothing. Honestly, major for you all to lie about since Jesse's telling the truth about everything except for magic and.
Because I don't know what I would like. I don't know how to say anything about the magic.
Right. And it's
I don't understand what I saw.
And the magic effects were only on Mendoza, so it's not like there's, you know, evidence of something weird.
Yeah. It's not like there's some burn mark that's like bright green or like.
Nothing's been turned into plasma goo or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, the debrief.
Can't think of a reason that like anyone would have like would be able to see any effects.
Yeah,
Vaughn's got turned into a newt, but he got better.
Yes,
I'm like I, so you know, like Gary, these really are just like customers. Is it okay if they like leave now?
Yeah.
I mean,
once
they,
we get
they
all
gave
their
you their statement, and like clearly nothing happened.
Yep, that's fine. Assuming you all are okay, you're free to go. Wealthy did get some medical attention. So Wealthy, you are now stitched up and set up to heal.
Good.
I turn to Vons and Grix, and I'm like, you can, I guess, keep those. That's cool. You deserve it. That was fucking badass looking, man.
Oh.
I mean.
thanks?
I mean, like, if you don't want to keep it, that's cool too, but like...
I don't know that I need a rubber katana. I'm good. Thank you, though.
I mean, like, yours is maybe not as cool as Bond's as
well. Yeah.
Well, it looks like a katana.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Bonds, you gain a katana. Grix, you gain a rubber katana. Oh, Wealthy, did you tell the medical professionals about, you know, that delightful poisoning thing?
I believe that Vons or Grix stepped in and said, oh, yeah, she's just been working on a all-black tattoo.
Well, I more meant the poisoning from being stabbed.
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell them about it because I feel much better now.
Yeah, I'm going to say the injury was, like, on your lower torso or legs, so they don't see any of the vein stuff. Unless,
okay.
Because you can just, like, pull up your shirt and have them clean it up. It's probably because the damage was pretty high for that weapon, but also it probably just hit you in non-central spots. They can probably do kind of on-the-spot stitches or tape it shut and call it good.
Since I refuse to go anywhere.
Also that. Yeah, especially if you're stubborn about it, they'll, you know, do wound tape on you and make sure it's clean, bandage and all that, and they basically tell you to not push it too hard and it should heal up just fine.
Now, what effect, if any, do you suppose the poison had on Wealthy's other malady?
Good question. Does Wealthy check while you're all standing there? Does Wealthy even think of that?
Wealthy does think of that. Thank you, Adam. Wealthy does think of that and surreptitiously kind of looks down the front of her blouse.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Ah, nuts! Man!
It's all across your chest. It's worked its way up to your opposite shoulder.
Oh, god damn it.
Going down your torso a bit.
I tap Fry Meats and I say, I don't think the poison had a good effect on this stuff.
I guess chemo's not an option.
And I do lift up my shirt and show him where it spread.
Yeah, like after everyone's left.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. This kind of looks and goes, that is not good.
Hopefully yes, it
stabilizes.
I agree.
Did you notice any particular moment where it felt like it was spreading?
No, it occurred to me that I had been poisoned and my system had probably not been able to fight it off the same way. So maybe I looked hoping it would have fought it off and it hasn't.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully we can get you home soon where they are more equipped to deal with these things.
Well, they put me here because they couldn't stop it. So now it's here.
And clearly it's so stopped here.
Yeah, but is it going to keep growing?
I don't know. We have very little magic in this world and even less understanding of it.
Well, this is true.
So you can stay here and hope it doesn't spread, or you can go back to somewhere where they are equipped.
Well, I want to go home. If I'm going to turn into a monster, I'd rather turn into a monster over there where they can deal with it. Than over here where you guys can't necessarily deal with it.
Yes. All right. So you guys can get back on the road after you take a minute to patch your tire. Because one of your tires, well, it had all its air let out. It wasn't actually slashed. So,
but I'm surprised. That's harder.
Shrug.
Fine.
Open
yeah.
Schrader valve.
Patch your tire.
Wedge something.
Oh, well, you didn't want to have to figure out how the poison table affects tires.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, good point.
It's real complicated. I have to roll like per tread to see what damage it takes forever.
Tiring.
Yes. But you guys get back on the road.
Wit.
And Wealthy, as you are traveling, mostly just out of town, and then you will find somewhere to be and look at the book and see what you need to do next. You hear a small whisper in the back of your head.
Uh-huh.
That says simply consume.
Oh no.
And that's where we'll end the episode.
Oh, no!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. Follow us on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @primeattribute. And at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our dankest, blazest posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
I can't roll above an 8.
Have you considered leaving your dice out in the sun?
I am using my app.
Oh, okay, then never mind.
Have you considered leaving your phone out in the sun?
Have you considered closing app from the system tray and then reopening it?
Just reset that random seed.
Huh?